I'm here to be an all-time great.
You're now rocking with the best.
Purple and yellow.
The Lakers repeat back-to-back.
Oh, he's smoking hot.
The latest Laker news.
Another great Showtime feed.
The greatest Laker show.
This is going to be legendary for a long time.
Lakers all day.
Go Lakers.
What's good, everybody? It's your boy, Big Baby Baby. What's poppin', everybody? It's your boy, Big Baby Jonathan here. Welcome to Laker Now with Corey Harrison. Corey Harrison, how's it going, man?
Man, everything's fine, man. Lakers win. Let's go.
Yeah, Lakers win 124 to 121, man. Kyle Kuzma steps up with big 25 points and hits the game winner. Anthony Davis chips in with 27 points. LeBron chips in with 29 points, 12 assists. Overall, was a good competitive game. Kyle Kuzma started, man. Love the energy from Kuzma, AD, LeBron. So, Corey, what was your thoughts about the game tonight? Give us a little bit in-depth about the game.
Up and down roller coaster from start to finish. I mean, it just seemed like a game where it could have went any way. But down the stretch, it's kind of strange seeing the Denver Nuggets not having none of their starters out there. You didn't see Michael Porter, which was lights out tonight, which – it was kind of strange why Mike Malone opted not to put out Michael Porter anymore after he had a hot start. But it seemed like we was battling against their – and we were trouble with their bench. But down the stretch, that inexperience and them missing key free throws set up that Kyle Kuzma three-point shot, that dagger, and we end up winning the game.
Yeah, man, that was a good execution by Frank Vogel. They put the ball in the post to AD. Miles Plumlee and the rookie from Oregon guarded LeBron. And then Kuzma came around in the corner. Now, I really thought they were going to give it to Danny Green. I thought they were going to LeBron's going to drive, kick it to Danny Green in the corner because they did that against Denver. So I was assuming they were going to drop that play. You know what I mean? If Danny Green would have took the game-winning shot and made it. But, yeah, man, overall it was a good performance by the Lakers. Deion Waiters came up big, 12 points. You know, from Lakers tonight, and Danny Green had 11 points. But what was your thoughts about Alex Caruso not playing? Okay, that well tonight. He didn't really play well, but he was a what is it here? Plus 21 on plus minus department with four assists, two steals. But he's a plus 21.
I feel like, you know, Alex Caruso, he's like that spark off the bench guy. I mean, I feel like he plays a role. You know, he plays it, you know, he's like the X factor. Like, if the game needs, like, somebody to get dirty, he's your guy. But you're not going to expect for him to do a whole lot of big things, you know, in the playoffs. So don't expect him to, you know, provide you, any kind of heavy minutes or any kind of, you know, offensive production like that. You know, he's one of those guys that kind of, he's disruptive. You know, if he can give us something, fine. If he can't, he shouldn't be counted on like that anyway. I think we're seeing Kyle Kuzma finally emerge into that third superstar because him, AD, and LeBron are going to have to have great production for them to carry on through the playoffs and win championship. Mm-hmm. We got Daniel coming on now.
Okay, for sure. What up, Daniel? Welcome to Lakers Now.
Yeah, thank you for having me, man. What's going on, guys?
Not much. What's up, Daniel? Talking about the...
What's up, Corey?
Yeah, I cut it off, man.
Look out here, look like a police officer right now, man.
You like that, don't you?
Huh?
You like that?
Yeah, I like that look. I'm actually, see, now I'm going to shave mine off now, man.
Yeah, man.
I gotta get my beard trimmed up.
Now, cut it all off, John.
If the Lakers win it, I will.
All right. We're
going to hold you to that.
Yeah, we're going to hold you to that one.
Let's run it.
So, Dan, you see the game?
I caught the last little bit of it, but
that's the best part.
Yeah, that's the best part. Yeah, caught the best part. Kuzma, man, I was really impressed with him.
Yeah, Kyle Kuzma had a great game today. 25 points.
Yeah, hit the game winning shot. You know, shot up with confidence. Came off that ATL curl. and you know, drained the shot, and you know, the rest was history. I was happy for him to hit that shot, man. He looked quick today too. From the parts that I was watching, I had kids today, so you know how that go. But the part that I was watching, yeah, was really with his feet today, man. I really enjoyed it, man. And that's the Kuzma that the Lakers need to really win the championship and stuff, because you know, they was making points, some good points about Portland, about their size and everything, and Nurkic is back. He's another skilled big man and stuff like that. I think the Lakers need to be ready, because it looked like that's what it's going to be. I don't see Memphis, you know, sneaking in.
What about Phoenix, man? They've been undefeated in the bubble.
I'm not worried about Phoenix.
Not worried about Phoenix? Nah. It's going to be L.A. and Portland now?
Yeah, I feel like it is. If Phoenix get in, y'all would, that's what y'all would want. They're 6-0. I'm 6-0 in the bubble. Yeah, that's cool. They're doing their thing. But, I mean, you know, Devin Booker is dangerous. Who else they got?
DeAndre Ayton, Ricky Rubio.
Uber, yeah, but they're not challenging the Lakers. I mean, yeah, exactly. That's what we want. We want somebody like that.
Yeah, but yeah. I want to challenge, because I know if we win against Phoenix or Memphis, we're not gonna get any credit. But it's gonna be interesting what the Lakers do. Rest AD, LeBron, Kuzma. But here's the thing about Kuzma: big 25 points games, hits the game winner. This is what I'm worried about. Next game, only 5 points. Inconsistency.
Yeah, they was making some points on the post game show that they got to get Kuzma involved more too, you know. Which I think that's true. You know, we all know what he can do. He's been putting on since his first year in the NBA when he was in summer league. Him and Lonzo Ball was connecting and stuff. You know, he needs to be more aggressive. You know, and just assert himself into the game. And I think that he'll be fine, man. I don't know all the big three talk everybody talking about. I don't know about that. But I know that he can definitely make a difference, you know.
I feel like the offense has to run through AD and LeBron. I mean, you have to have that 1-2 punch. Those two guys can't get nights off. They can't have off nights. Every night they have to have that 1-2 punch, and then you kind of like whoever else can step up will have to, you know, step up. They're going to have to get great bench production from their bench team.
Today, I think your audio is going in and out, bro. You mad low, John?
Really?
You low like my test scores in high school.
Sorry, that y'all technical difficulty. Sorry about that. Laker now, fans. What about now?
Yeah, you good. You might have to How you got your mic? What you got your mic on?
The little heart thing, and then the gain is up. Like in the middle. I might just look to restart this, no cap.
So, Daniel, what do you think about Kyle Kuzma emerging as a third scorer?
I mean, it's there for him to take it. You know, it's right there for him to take it. He has got to do it. That's all. He did it tonight, too. You know, he took 16. I like that, man. That they had the offense was spread it evenly. You know what I mean? AD had 15 shots. Kuzma took 16 shots. LeBron took 21 shots. You know, I like that right there. That's how it should be. But you know, maybe should Kuzma start going forward? I mean, that's a good question too. You know, he played really well when he was starting, and not so well when he's coming off the bench. So maybe he should start, so he already be in rhythm and stuff. He ain't coming off the bench cold or whatever, and then having to, you know, force himself into the game. Maybe he should just, you know, jump up from there. I don't know. That might be an actual change. But think about this now. Y'all got Marcus Morris, right?
No, Markieff. Yeah.
Markieff, he can play. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he ain't no, like, he ain't as good as Kuzma offensively. But he can play. He can give you some offense. You know what I'm saying? And especially and you know, Deion Waiters too as well. You know, I think that y'all can supplement, take some of that bench scoring off, and you know, insert Kyle Kuzma into the starting lineup and go and take off and go from there.
Right, right. What I want to kind of point out about this particular game, none of the starters played heavy minutes. Michael Porter, he only had 24 minutes. Paul Mills out. only played 24 minutes, and Jokic played 25 minutes. They didn't play none down the stretch. You know, I thought that was kind of weird, but we struggled with their bench guys. So, I mean, Daniel, you being a basketball guy, why do you think that the coach opted not to play those guys, especially when Michael Porter had a, you know, pretty much a lights out first half?
Because they're getting these players ready for the playoff, man. But they're trying to get these players some, get their feet wet in these games like this, you know. But they had eight guys in double figures.
Yeah.
For Denver, you know. These guys is looking ready. I think it helps them in the long run and stuff to have them, you know, figure it out, you know.
They had pretty consistent scoring. Yeah, they had pretty consistent scorers. Like, they had, like, a, you know, like you said, eight people in double figures, which is, you know, pretty good. But, you know, they just couldn't seal the game. And I guess, like you said, they're getting them ready for the playoffs.
Do you agree with that?
And that's a fact. Kyle Kuzma, you know, he has to step up, man. But as far as for Denver, though, I really like what they did. Hey, Michael Porter Jr. was on, okay. You know, 15 points on 6-6 shooting, 3-for-3 from the three-point line. He was really on. I thought maybe he should have played more, too, as a young guy getting ready, you know. Michael Porter really been having a great bubble.
What do you think his ceiling is?
Ceiling is freaking, but his play comparison was Kevin Durant when he was coming out of high school.
Mm.
You know, he was that good. 6'10" small forward.
That's a mouthful. Like that. Yeah. That's a mouthful.
Yeah, he's a good player, man. But the back injury, you know, messed him up. He was gonna be number one pick. Could have been number one pick. Easily.
Okay. What about Bobo?
He's too young, man. I don't think he's gonna get that much playing time in the playoffs, man. He's too young, but you see it there, man.
Got something.
He got more than something, man. I'm surprised that he went second round, 44th pick, man. That's crazy.
He was injured too. That's why.
Yeah, he just got to get on the Giannis plan every year. Build every year. Build on the year before.
He got to put some size on.
Oh yeah, so I'm saying, going. He don't even need the size. So think about it, Giannis. Giannis is not like, you know, he's ripped, but he's not like, you know, big guy and stuff like that. That's what I'm saying. Put him on the Giannis plan. So keep that athleticism that he got. Keep that keep the athleticism, but just get stronger.
And he's super long.
Yeah, he is. 7'9" wingspan or 7'10" wingspan.
Yeah, he's super long.
That's crazy. You see what he do? You see this thing? You see that pass that he threw?
Oh man, yeah. Did you see that one that Plumlee threw to him? He threw it like behind his back like that, and Bobo was kind of trailing behind him.
Yo, talented man. Talented, man. I would have loved to see Bobo get drafted in the second round by the Lakers and see how he would come up underneath that. You know, they have really good player development in the Lakers G League, you know? Denver's is cool. But they don't have a G League team, so they sent him to Chicago. So he was playing with that team.
Oh, I didn't know they didn't have a G League team.
Yeah, he was playing with a Chicago affiliate. So think about it. They're not there. They're not hands-on and stuff like that. You know, Bobo could have been, you know, with South Bay Lakers and being in that practice facility, being hands-on with everybody and stuff. They could have seen more and stuff, you know. I would have loved to see Bobo in that situation. That would have been dope.
Yeah, that'd been cool too. I mean, like, I think thinking that we had him, like, Bobo should have went higher than what he did. But when he got injured, I mean, he just dropped. I just couldn't see how he fell to the second round. Should have been, you know, in the first round for sure. Top 10.
Yeah, I like the way he's been playing in his bubble. And I hope that, you know, he keeps it up, man. Like, he's just a 7'2" guy, like we said.
Yeah.
You know, he just causes a bunch of disruption anyway, just by going like this, putting his arms up in the air and everything, you know? And, you know, it's crazy.
Did you catch any other games today?
No, I ain't catching no other games today. Nah, I had the kids all day.
Jimmy Butler shut down.
I just really took a lot of time off of podcasting and stuff. Just focusing actually on my next show. I'm talking about giving out basically the Daniel Tess podcast MVP. I mean the awards show.
Okay.
Yeah, as well, you know.
Award show, like, what are you gonna, like, who has the best?
You know, they name all the three, all the finalists for all the awards, like MVP and everything like that. So I'm just, you know, talk about it, give my winners and stuff. The only real winner I have is Ja Morant, Rookie of the Year. That's it.
What about MVP? Is it a toss up or is Giannis gonna get it?
I'm gonna give it to Giannis because you know LeBron caught him, but LeBron didn't pass him, but he damn sure did caught up to him after that last weekend before it ended. I think that that didn't end. That momentum would have just – I think LeBron would have won MVP this year. But I'd give it to Giannis, though, man. I would. I mean, you know.
Yeah, I think they probably will edge it and give it to Giannis for sure.
Yeah.
Back-to-back MVPs for Giannis, then. That's crazy.
Yeah. And he might win Defensive Player of the Year, too.
No, I think they're going to get the AD.
That'd be a bigger deal for AD to win, too. That would be nice.
Because he never won it.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about your most improved? Who do you want to – who's going to win that?
Lisa, you gotta speak that you mad far away from your mic.
Who's gonna win the most improved?
Ooh. They probably gonna get that too. Luka gotta win it. Like he just has to win it.
Mm-hmm.
Luka. Who's more improved than Luka? Who's more improved than Luka and stuff, you know?
Uh huh.
You know, Brandon Ingram.
I wish Devontae Graham would have been on that list though.
What about Brandon Ingram?
Yeah, but nah, not over Luka, man. Any other year, you know, any other year, they should have had 4 spots for the MVP and most improved player, because Devontae Graham's supposed to be on that list for most improved, and Luka is supposed to definitely be on that list for MVP.
Is Devontae Graham? That's just my opinion. Charlotte.
Yeah, he's good, man.
He's good. No, should have won most improved was KCP.
No.
No KCP. No KCP.
I'm just trolling Corey, man.
Corey, why you don't like what's up with KCP, man?
I just don't like his game.
He needs to just play with more confidence like he was in Detroit. If I was ever, like, you know, see him in person, I'd be like, yo, you got to go back to that Detroit, that money man.
He used to in Detroit. He played a lot better in Detroit.
Yeah, he got you know, look, there's no pressure here. You know what I'm saying? It's not like he's like LeBron or like one of the star players. There's really no pressure. You know what I mean? Just go back to you. He was really good.
Yeah. Really good. Yeah, back in Detroit, I loved like how he played in Detroit, and I thought we was going to get that same energy, but we never got it. We never got it. So what do you think about that T.J. Warren and Jimmy Butler matchup?
I don't really think nothing of it. I want to see it in the playoffs. I think they actually looking like they're going to end up matching up in the playoffs. So that should be interesting for them to go at it full time and stuff. They didn't guard each other, though. You know what I'm saying? Like,
no, they really didn't guard each other.
They really
didn't
guard each other and stuff.
I know, right? You know,
T.J. Warren had 12 points, but it was all in the first half and things. You know, Jimmy Butler is Jimmy Butler, man, you know? Jimmy Butler, he's going to play. He's going to have something to prove to Warren. He said that he's not in his class, not on his level. You know, Jimmy Butler, he obviously, you know, he holds grudges. So he's definitely looking to, you know, show out and do his thing. I want to see it. I don't want to see I do want to see some bubble fights, though. I ain't going to lie to you. I do.
It just seems like it's just been a little bit, like, rated G. You haven't heard anything crazy going on the bubble. Everything has been, like, pretty much straight.
But Damian Lillard, Patrick Beverley.
You can definitely, when shooters shoot in the corner, you could definitely see them looking back. They do be talking. Like, you can't hear it when the crowd, during, like, the actual game, like, when you're in an arena. But now you can hear it more. They be sniping at them on the bench, though.
Do you think the NBA does that on purpose, like, so you can drown them out, so they, you know, because they try to emulate the game a lot more? Because you know how, like, Melo grabs his rebounds, and then he has, like, this big loud outburst. Do you think they try to cover that with like some of that crowd, that fake crowd noise? So
just black the sound out. Like you know, like when the sound just go blank for a second, you would know and stuff.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah, because Carmelo.
I got good news too. I'm gonna be in the virtual fan on Thursday.
Do you have to pay for that?
Nah, somebody got me. Somebody got me on.
How you do it?
Oh, somebody just sent me an invite.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, I'm gonna be a fan. I'm gonna be a virtual fan, man.
Man, that's straight. I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. I got questions. I want to know if I'm going to be watching, like, I'm at the arena, like am I going to be like this? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to watch it like I'm watching a basketball game. Like if I'm watching a basketball game on TV, I want to know, like, is the camera going to be facing the court? Like, I'm at the actual game. That's what I want to know.
Yeah, that's gonna be straight. I want to see that. Yeah, tell
me
how
they. I got me a Laker hoodie and everything. I'm be ready.
The game starts at 10:30 West Coast time.
So it's 1:30.
Which game are you gonna be watching?
Sacramento versus Sacramento Queens.
No. Yeah, Lakers and Kings, man.
Lakers and Kings.
Yep.
Well, I'm from Queens, so yeah.
Yeah, I gotta wake up early for that game.
I can't wait.
I wish it had some meaning to it because Sacramento already eliminated.
Who eliminated?
Yeah,
Sacramento's eliminated already.
Oh yeah.
I wish it had some meaning, but I mean it don't.
I think we're gonna rest AD and LeBron that game. I think.
They would do that too.
Yeah,
they don't need to. They need to play them. They need to get more on court cohesiveness, man. Because you can see, they need to. Think about it. They're last in points per game and 3-point percentage too as well. Efficiency, everything. Out of all the 22 teams in this bubble,
they've been struggling here and there with shooting anyway all season, right?
Yeah, but not like that.
Yeah, it's not.
You know.
But doesn't like all that stats that goes out the window during the playoffs, right? Like even though they're struggling, they can throw it out the window, start fresh playoffs.
Yeah, it starts fresh and stuff. But you know, I just don't want them. I hope that anybody. Well, I'm not even talking about LeBron.
Yeah,
I know he's not. He's an exemplar because he don't. But I just hope none of his teammates, is feeding into this Portland thing, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know,
because Portland on Saturday, Damian Lillard and Paul George and Patrick Beverley, man, going at it.
Yeah, that's just typical. That's just basketball stuff. I mean, I like how eloquent Dame really put his comments. He basically, you know, shat on them.
Yeah, that was pretty. I liked that.
Pretty good. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, I like that part about them switching teams.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was. Yeah, he said he stayed put.
Yeah, the families all getting involved and stuff like that.
And he called Skip Bayless a clown today. He was going at Skip Bayless.
Yes, you know, like
Skip be tripping,
media,
man.
That's media, man. You know what I'm saying? Let me ask you a question. Like, I wouldn't know what to do. Like, say, you know, we blow up in the podcast world, right? And then, like, we get hooked on to some big old platform and stuff, and they want us to act like the characters. That'd be hard to turn down the money. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then be like a Skip Bayless and stuff like that. They offer you $4, $5, $6 million a year.
Yeah.
To be an idiot, I think you might have to.
But like how I said yesterday, that LeBron's greatest Laker of all time.
Who? What? I'm about to sign out.
See?
LeBron can't be the greatest of all time. He got to win. Win.
I know.
I'm
just getting people riled up.
Win.
I'm kidding. No, the greatest Laker of all time is right here.
I thought Big Baby was on that Cali weed or something.
Smoking on that marathon over there.
Yeah, that's what it is.
No comment on that one.
Nah, LeBron. It'll take LeBron. Listen, LeBron can win 2 championships in a row. He still won't be the greatest Laker of all time.
Nah, man. Like,
he can win 3 in a row. And he still won't be the greatest Laker of all time.
I wonder if he knows, like, I wonder if he's even, like, thriving to be, like, you know? Some players, like,
nah, I don't think he thinks about that.
But he's going to be the greatest Cavalier of all time in Miami Heat. So he's.
I mean, that's the given. That's
the
given.
He can't be the greatest Miami Heat.
Well, he got two trips, though. He got 2 NBA Finals MVPs, and he got 2 MVPs out that one. You know,
man, you think about Wade County whenever you think about the Heat.
That's true.
Yeah.
You don't think about no
LeBron. Wade actually got him, convinced him to come down there, too.
Yeah, that's D. Wade all the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, it's crazy what one game can do, and everybody still giving Lakers credit after this win.
He'll get his number retired there, though.
Yeah.
Easily. And he gets a statue. LeBron gonna get a statue. If it works right, LeBron could get a statue for 3 different teams when he retires. If it works out right.
Not in Miami.
Before you do that with the Lakers, you gotta put one for Kobe before that.
I think Kobe should get 2 statues, man.
Yep.
One with 8 and one with 24.
Yep.
And then put Gigi right there too.
Yeah, have a little memorial for Gigi and stuff, man.
Yeah.
So Daniel, which Kobe was the best? 8 or 24?
24 because he did a lot with less. You know what I mean? He had less athleticism, but he was still effective, man. That 24 was something else. You know,
he was more.
I would love to see them go. That would have been nice to see them go at each other. Like, that would have been crazy.
Yeah.
Like, a number eight Kobe Bryant, like, you know, they could just do the times and have 8 versus 24 go head to head. That would have been nice.
I remember when he changed his number 24. It was crazy.
What about Young Mike versus Young Kobe?
Ooh. Ooh.
I think Young Mike got that one. That boy came in ready.
Yeah.
I wish Kobe would have got a bigger opportunity. You know, maybe if he stayed in Charlotte or something like that. I think in this era, they would have gave a franchise to him early. And you would have got to see. You know what I mean? They would have gave him the franchise early.
I can't remember what that Charlotte team looked like. Do you?
Did they have what?
I can't remember.
Did they have Alonzo Mourning? Did they have Alonzo Mourning on the team?
I think so.
I know that the Lakers traded Divock over there. That's about all I know.
Yeah.
Greatest trade of all time for the Lakers right there.
Shout out to Jerry West, man.
You got Kobe and Shaq in the same summer.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I thought that Orlando just blew that one. They was right there. Orlando would have been the next one. They could have won some titles. I thought that they should have just paid Shaq.
What's up?
Get your
audio, bro.
They had just missed Magic Johnson.
Hold on, didn't was Kobe on Magic. That team when Magic Johnson played? Nope.
No, he played the year before.
He could have had Magic, Kobe, and Shaq.
That'd be crazy.
I got an interesting question for you, Daniel Tess. My brother told me to tell you. Is Ron Artest going to be a Hall of Famer? Is Ron Artest going to be the Hall of Famer?
Well, my bias says yeah. I mean, mm-hmm. I would want him to be, but I don't know. I don't know. I don't think so. Because, I don't know. He could have been, if he didn't get into that brawl, that brawl set him back a lot. Because he was on his way. You got to think about it. His fifth year in the league, he was an all-star defensive player of the year.
Yeah.
You know, so the bro set him back a little bit.
Yeah, that Pacer team was riding high that year.
Yeah.
Ron should definitely be in the hall, though.
That Pacer team would have beat that Karl Malone, Kobe, Shaq team in the finals.
Yeah, they would have beat them.
They would have beat
them. I think so. I'm gonna have to concede.
They were way better than Detroit. Detroit had a good defense, but Pacers like.
Well, Reggie Miller had that layup.
They had issues. They had issues like Ron wanted to be the man, Jermaine O'Neal wanted to be the man. Reggie Miller's like, I'm the man, so they didn't really get along like that.
That's what they had stacked too.
Was that?
Yep, they had
Jamal. Yeah, Jamal Tinsley was on that team.
Tinsley, Jonathan Bender, and stuff. You know.
That was a good.
They didn't have Smiths, did they? He was gone, right?
Yeah. He was gone already.
Yeah, man. Yeah, but you read Indiana versus Lakers. That'd be.
Shaq used to abuse Smiths.
Smiths used to get him back though.
Yeah, he would.
Yeah, Smiths was hard to guard because he could shoot. He could take Shaq outside.
Yeah, he could shoot. Yeah,
they had some good big men back in the day, right? Like Smiths played today, pick and pop all day.
Yeah, he would have been good.
The only thing Smith wouldn't have is, like, he couldn't put the ball on the floor, like, you know, Jokic and stuff like that. But he would be effective.
Yeah.
Hakeem would have been something else.
That's when they had Travis Best. They had Mark Jackson.
Oh,
yeah. Jalen Rose.
Damn, that was a...
They gave Mike Fitz, too. The Indiana team used to give Mike Fitz.
Yeah, I think they was the only team to push him 7 games.
I think they could have beat him, right? What do you think they was missing?
They made some mistakes. And the referee in that game 7 against the Pacers blew a foul call, too. He blew a foul call. He didn't call it and stuff.
Could they win the title?
No, that Pacers team?
Yeah.
That would have been a nice series, though. It just seems like when Michael Jordan went to the finals, there was no adversity ever when he went to the finals. Like, you knew he was going to win. There was no adversity. Ever like no like back to the wall. Michael Jordan never had a back to the wall moment in the finals, like a LeBron or something like that, or Kobe and stuff. He never had that. I mean, I'm not trying to fall him on that because you want to win the finals. If you can win every game in 4, then I mean that's cool or whatever. But I wanted to see that, you know, him have his back against the wall in the finals and stuff, like being down a game or two.
He kind of semi struggled with Seattle.
Yeah,
like a little bit, not a whole lot.
A little bit. That was his lowest points per game was against Seattle and stuff.
Yeah.
But remember, they went up. They went up. I think they went up 3-1.
Yeah, they kicked their
ass. Yeah.
But speaking of Seattle,
no, they went up. I'm sorry, they went up 3-0 and then lost two in a row.
Mm-hmm.
You know, finish them out.
So. But speaking of Seattle, Kevin Garnett, there's reports that if Minnesota gets bought by KG, he's gonna move him to Seattle. That'd be good.
I don't know. KG, he gotta do more talking because remember he also says some bad stuff about that owner.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I mean, like he didn't want to never want to do business with him, called him a snake and stuff. Because I think that was the plan when KG went back to Minnesota to play groom Karl-Anthony Towns and everybody.
Yeah.
There was supposed to be a plan of him like purchasing a stake in the team, and I don't think anything ever happened. And so KG had some choice words and stuff, but you know, I think Kevin Garnett deserves to be a part owner of all of them, whatever, whoever buys the Minnesota Timberwolves, they need to make a space for KG.
But how would that be for Seattle if they got their Seattle Supersonics back? Would it be the same?
No, it wouldn't be the same, man. Because what? I don't know, man. I don't know if that's going to be the same. But you know, Oklahoma City having some kind of issues too.
Really?
Yeah, some issues. I remember one of the owners died or some weird situation that happened or whatever. He was doing some crazy stuff and he was just dying or whatever. And I don't know. I think that the other owner, I think he's like losing money or something like that. So something I was skimming on and stuff.
Yeah, it's
crazy.
I
didn't really look into it.
It's crazy, man. So Corey, what's your final thoughts, man?
Final thoughts. With this Laker offense, just going back to the Lakers. This nice little three-headed monster is looking good right now. Like
Kuzma. Yeah, me, you, and Big Baby, the three-headed monster right here, man.
I would guard. I would guard Charles Barkley in the post.
And how tall are you, Big Baby?
5'10".
Oh my god, man. How tall are you, Corey?
That same height. I'm 5'10".
I'm the only. I'm a big man in the building.
Okay, you can guard Barkley. I can guard Kenny Smith.
I gotta guard Shaq. I know, man. I'm taking Shaq ass outside though. Taking him right outside.
Yeah, yeah. You got to stretch the floor on him.
Yeah, I'm stretching the floor on Shaq. Easily.
Then y'all been seeing your highlights.
You got to worry about Kenny Smith, too, though.
Then y'all been seeing your highlights, man. Your old highlights. When you shoot that thing, man.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that thing was wet, wasn't it?
Yeah, man. Like, I'm a real confident shooter, right? So I know, like, if I get the ball right where I want it, if you ever notice when I shoot, I back off.
Yeah, you already going back.
I'm already going back on D. I already know. Like you gotta be
so like if we if we're at the gym and you saw me come guard you, would you put me in the post and barbecue chicken or step out?
See, I like when people think that because that's what people think, and then they realize like it's gonna be something real different because I can take you in the post if I want to, I can take you outside if I want to. See, I look at it like this.
Uh-huh.
I look at it as like the jump shot is like herpes. I'm sorry for this analogy, but the post work was full blown AIDS, man. Either way, you're gonna get something. You're gonna get hit.
Yeah.
I seen one move you did in the post where you was backing the dude down, and then you spin off him real quick and hit the layup, and you was back on the other end.
Yeah,
I mean, like your footwork, you was fast.
Yeah. I used to do footwork exercises like all the time. You know how those football drills, they be doing quick feet stuff?
Yeah.
That's what I do all the time. I do that all the time. So that helped me out a lot. And watching Hakeem Olajuwon stuff, man. Like I was the best person to watch. I was the best person to watch. Like I have all his moves in my head, man. Like all his moves and stuff. And then like Hakeem Olajuwon is like this. He has a bunch of counters. And then he has the counters to counter the counters. You know what I'm saying? So, like, when I spin because I want somebody to counter that, but they don't. I just go right to the basket and stuff. I wish somebody did counter it sometimes so I can show them what's what and stuff. But right now, my favorite player to watch with footwork is Jokic.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he
crazy. Did Gobert the other day?
Yeah, he's different. He's different.
Yo, he did that up and under twice. Jokic, Kevin McHale. Hakeem Olajuwon, like the best footwork I've ever seen in a post like that, man. And we got to give Kevin McHale some more appreciation, some more love, because he's the father of the footwork and stuff. Tim Duncan, too. I'm sorry, my fault, Timmy.
Yeah, Tim Duncan
too. And Kevin Garnett as well, one of the best.
Yeah. You remember that one playoff series with Hakeem Olajuwon and Shaq and how he abused Shaq?
Yeah. Yeah, he got him up out of there in four.
Got him out. That was a young Shaq.
Yeah. If I just wish Shaq stayed at that size his whole career. He would have been the greatest player of all time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, they couldn't do nothing with Shaq. That was when he was breaking them backboards. He was breaking backboards then.
Like, I don't even like the Lakers Shaq, man, because Lakers Shaq was out of shape, man, you know? Like that Orlando Shaq, if he just stayed, if he had that Kobe dedication to, like, being in shape, he would have been the GOAT. Like, it would have been nothing nobody could do. I feel like Shaq, well, he got four titles, but he left, like, six or seven on the table, to be honest.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about with Kobe on that interview.
Yeah, I liked him when he was, like, at I think he was, like, 325.
325 was too big for him. That's the Lakers Shaq. You know, but I like the 300, that dude. He was running on the floor. And think about it, he was just, he had everything. Yeah, yo, Shaq's footwork, because Shaq had footwork too. Like, you know, he could take you, like, he could face you up, jab step you, you know, one dribble, spin or whatever, up and under, and dunk on you. Or he could just power you, he could just bully you, you know?
Did you ever look at those, I mean, go see any of those Laker games live?
Which ones?
With Kobe and Shaq.
When Ron was in Chicago, I seen Kobe and Shaq live.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
So how was it, like, up close?
They lost.
Oh, they lost when you went?
I think that year, Kobe and Shaq, they didn't win against the Bulls that year.
Oh, they did?
Was that when they had Tyson Chandler?
Ron blocked Kobe's game winner, and then the other game was the Brad Miller Shaq fight.
Oh man, I remember that.
Brad Miller, man, it's crazy.
He was good too.
Yeah, he shoot that man, shoot that three. Too,
man. Yeah. The game, man. Like I be trying to understand this whole small ball movement, having big men like, you know, step out, shoot jump shots and stuff. I'm trying to understand it, but I miss the old days, man, of just post up and stuff.
Put the ball on the post,
like, art form, man.
I think if Kareem played in today's NBA, Shaq, they'd be averaging 30 easy.
Yeah, we need some just more dominant big men. But the way the game is, though, like, I like the skill part of it, though. I like seeing that, because remember, I remember I used to dream about, like, being a 7-foot point guard and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Now you got somebody close, like Ben Simmons or something like that, where he's 6'10". But look, you got Bo Bo doing anything he want to do. You know what I'm saying? So
crazy.
I like the skills, though. I do.
Yeah, it's gonna be interesting what he does in the near future. You know, because I don't feel like he's gonna be playing in the playoffs that anytime soon.
Yeah,
it's gonna be.
I even like Boban, man. I like Boban's game too, man.
Oh yeah, Boban.
It's funny because, like, you know, he looks slow out there, but he's so skilled. I swear, in the 90s, Boban would be like 20-10
because but he's his numbers slow.
Yeah, he's slow, but like that dude, when he, you ever really watched him play like a whole game? You ever really watched him?
No.
He can dominate. Like, I remember the day COVID happened when they ended the NBA. He had like, I think he had like 27 and 15 or something. He had a monster game.
Uh-huh.
Like, he could shoot, he could hit threes, he could hit his main range is 18 footer. He could hit the 18 footer, and he could post. He's strong, he got soft hands and stuff. Or whatever, you know, he uses his size well. I think that if he was back in the day, he'd have been a very effective center.
Why'd the Clippers let him go?
Shoot, I mean, they make room for Paul George and Kawhi. I had to. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you move heaven and earth for those two players.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Man. But
I'm still not buying like the Clippers. I think if anything, the Lakers have to worry about is the Clippers. I think they can get them. You know, I think that's going to be their version of NBA Finals, man. I think they're going to have to really dig deep to get them boys, because they want them.
I want the Clippers too, man, because everybody's just been, you know. But if Paul George doesn't step up in form, and then Dallas beats Clippers, Clipper Darryl better run and hide. He's going to wear my Big Baby Jonathan jersey. My Big Baby jersey, man. But Daniel, it's always a pleasure for you to come on the show, man.
Oh yeah, anytime, man. Anytime. And you know, I'm glad that y'all had me on. And I was going to go live on my channel, but y'all told me to you know, y'all sent me the invite. Like, let me go in there, then, man, because I was definitely about to go live on my joint.
Man, I'm glad to have you on, man.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, can I send a shout out? Happy birthday to my younger brother Isaiah Artest. You know.
Happy birthday, Isaiah.
Happy birthday, Isaiah.
I think he's what, 36 now?
Until then, everybody, that's it for Laker Now. We out you. Go Lakers, baby.
West.